This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday, the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit was held in Altoona, and we got to hear from a great rundown of speakers about the future of biofuels, the future of biofuels policy, and what the horizon looks like. However, a lot of this all came down to one thing, some very poignant remarks from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, meaning that none of this will be possible if we keep losing the American farm. We hear from the Secretary next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Secretary Vilsack addressed the group at the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit in Altoona and talked about how nothing in the future of agriculture will be possible with the loss of American farms. Rather than trying to explain it, I'll let the secretary put it in his own words.
I gave a speech several months ago, and a fellow came up to me and he said, you know, you really should read Bob Berglund's report of 1981. Bob Berglund was the Secretary of Agriculture for Minnesota. The Carter administration, he was leaving office, and he made a report expressing concern about what had happened in agricultural policy in the 70s. We converted away from a supply management system where farmers were doing pretty well to a market-oriented system. We were told, and we told farmers, fence row, plant as much as you possibly can, because we need the calories, the world needs the calories, and American farmers were incredible in terms of their productivity. But the reality is, and Bob Berglund warned, that this could potentially lead to a loss of farms. So I did some research, and it turns out that since 1981, since he issued that report, we in this country have lost 437,300 farms. Now, to give you a sense of how many farms that is, that's every farm today in the following states, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Colorado. We've lost 141 million acres of land that was in farming in 1981 that's not in farming today. That's the entire land mass of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Maryland. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves in agriculture, in rural America, and in the country is, are we okay with that? Are we okay with that? If we are, then we'll continue down this course. If we're not, then I think it's important for us to look for an alternative, a way in which large, small, and mid-sized operations could be profitable. It's all well and good, as some have suggested, to get big or get out as the only model available. The problem with that is, to get big, you have to have resources. To have resources, you have to have income. Here's the other problem that I have seen. And the question then is, are we okay with that? And if we're not, then I think it's important for us to figure out ways in addition to and in support of the renewable fuel industry, the bioproducts manufacturing industry, the climate smart agricultural opportunities to sell environmental benefits from farming to industries that can't sequester carbon, that can't store carbon, that can't get rid of their carbon, to look at local and regional food systems where the farmer gets a better deal from the marketplace. Look at all of those options.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.